All right, folks, we're going to get this party started. You ready? We want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Now, how do you do it? Folks, take the information that you get on this call and go apply it. We've got leaders on this call that are going to teach you how to build this business. Your job is to take the information and make yourself a success with it. Go build a business. You need to go show the plan consistently and persistently over a period of time. It will happen for you too. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific, and it is the best way to get your Ambit Energy business off to a great start, your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. By being on this call, getting the information, you can come to this call expecting to hear something that's going to make a difference. Tonight is no exception. You hear people on the call talking about being registered for Power Trip April 20th, 21st, 22nd. Guys, go to ambitpowertrip.com, register for this major event. The agenda is already on the website. We're going to show you how to build your business, and you're going to learn from the top income earners, not only in Ambit Energy, but some of the top income earners in direct selling as a whole, in network marketing worldwide. Brian McClure is going to do a larger amount of the training this year. We're going to be talking about Japan. We're going to be able to get questions answered. And it all starts off with a big Thursday night business builder presentation with some of the top leaders in the area teaching your new people, your guests, what Ambit Energy is all about and how to build a business. Now, Friday morning, we're going to have a leadership breakfast. I'm not even sure if tickets are available. If they're not, you ought to ask around and see if you can get one. But I tell you what, one of the things about Friday morning that's so awesome is you're going to hear from our featured speaker tonight. And it's always good. My experience of the Friday lunch, the Friday breakfast, the leadership breakfast, is that once that breakfast is done, I feel like I've already gotten my money's worth from the event. And he's the reason why. This gentleman is the son of the original owner of the Dallas Mavericks. He's a grandson of the original owner of Home Interiors and Gifts. By his own right, very successful business person, one of the initial investors in Ambit Energy, and decided to get started as a consultant, just like you and I, an executive consultant in our company, building a huge business across the country. Please welcome from Dallas, Texas, Mr. Joey Carter. Joey, welcome to the call. That's an awesome introduction like that. I've lost him. Hold on just a second. Let me see if I can locate him.
Hey, Bear, Kim and Jim Mason here. Are you there?
Okay, yes, I am. Kim, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Bear, loud and clear. How are we?
Okay, you're fantastic. Folks, here's what happened. We were unable to get Joey Carter on the line, and we're more than happy that we have another guest speaker for us tonight. She and her husband were two of the fastest-growing people in Ambit Energy. They just blew this business up. They're million-dollar income earners. They've won numerous awards. Please welcome to the call Kim and Jim Mason.
Thanks so much, Bear. We're just filling in here trying to step in and see if we can give you guys a little bit of information tonight. Joey may still end up getting on the call. Something must have happened that got him a little sidetracked. So, Bear, if he hops on, you hear him before we do, you just let us know and we will toss the call right back over. But thanks for having us on.
Hi, Bear. How are you?
Doing great. Glad you guys were available. You always bring value to the call, so we're happy to have you.
This is called Thinking on Your Feet, and we can do a Q&A or we can do a round table. What would you like to do?
You know, one thing, Bear, I can share, because we love Joey Carter. He always brings so much wisdom and so much knowledge because of his background. And I don't know if everybody knows who Joey Carter is, but he was an original investor with Ambit Energy. He's an executive consultant, and we have learned so much through the years. I can just think of a couple things that I know Joey would have liked to have shared. Would that be okay?
That'd be great.
Guys, when we listen to Joey, he always brings information from his grandmother. His grandmother founded Home Interiors and Gifts, and that company grew to be a billion-dollar company, and they sold it. But in the process of being raised, he was kind of raised in a networking family. He oftentimes says he was born not with a silver spoon in his mouth, but with a silver platter. In other words, his whole life was surrounded by success and by wealth, and because of the business that his grandmother started, a network marketing business, his family went on to buy the Dallas Mavericks. That would not have happened had they not started a traditional network marketing business back in the day. So he's very, very proud of that. But he often refers to Ambit as the most amazing network marketing business in the entire industry because we have no product. He remembers his whole life being surrounded by selling candles and people returning candles because they were the wrong size or the wrong smell or the wrong scent. And he says he's never had anybody return their electricity. And I think that's just priceless when you think about what we've got our hands on here with Ambit Energy and the fact that all we're doing, we were talking about this earlier tonight, we're doing two simple things. We're helping people save some money on their gas or their electric bill, and then we're teaching others to do the same. And I think Joey's coming on the call now, so we are more than happy to welcome our very, very good friend and amazing gentleman. You guys will love hearing what he has to say, executive consultant Joey Carter. Is he there, Bear?
I am here, Bear. Apologize for that. Can you hear me?
We got you.
Hey, Kim, good to hear from you. I apologize, folks. I am at a Dallas Maverick game, and we are up by 25 points, and I couldn't get out to the into the back part of the arena, but I've been enjoying a Dallas Maverick basketball game tonight. I just want to thank you all for being on the call this evening. It's a real honor for me to be here and share with you all. Excited about what's happening in Ambit Energy, and Bear, I appreciate all you do to make this happen every and every week, and to have Kim and Jim Mason on the call as well. I just want to share a little bit about my story. Many of y'all have had a chance to visit with through the years, but some people may not be familiar with my story of becoming not only an Ambit consultant, but an Ambit investor as well. In 2006, I got a phone call from Jerry Thompson. I'd known Jerry Thompson for maybe, 15, 20 years as a member of Young Presidents Organization in Dallas, Texas. And the reason Jerry was calling me is he really said, Joey, I want your opinion. I'm interested in starting a company in the deregulation of electricity space in Texas, and I'd like to get your opinion. Well, the reason Jerry wanted my opinion is that I'd had a background in direct selling network marketing going back really, well, the story goes back to the 1940s when my grandmother was introduced to direct selling network marketing through a company called Well, the company is second blank on the name of the company after all these years. Home Materials is what we started there. But the company before that, we still started out with really kitchen brushes and cleaners to really to clean your home with, similar to the Fuller Brush Company. This was in the 1930s, introduced to direct selling. And her sponsor into that company was a lady named Mary Kay, who eventually started the Mary Kay Cosmetic Company. So my grandmother was sponsored into a company back in the 1940s, learned about direct selling. In 1957, started her own company called Home Interiors and Gifts. And so we were fortunate to own that business for 45, 48 years. My grandmother created a $1 billion enterprise. My father, who was the second generation, was able to use the success of the business to start the Dallas Mavericks NBA franchise. And tonight, as I said, we're playing Oklahoma City, and we're up by 22 points in the middle of the third quarter, which is why I was running outside catching my breath to get to a spot where I could make tonight's call. The success of Home Interiors allowed me also to be a part of the Direct Selling Association. I was third generation in our family to be a part of our organization. I became CEO and chairman in about 1997. But it allowed me to be a part of the Direct Selling Association. The Direct Selling Association is an industry trade group that's been around for, about 120 years, promoting and supporting direct selling. And I just got walked up to by Rolando Blackman, who was an all-star with the Dallas Mavericks many years. He just gave me a big hug while I was on the phone here at the American Airlines Center in Dallas. But the success of Home Interiors allowed me to be a part of the Direct Selling Association, as I said, a 120-year-old industry trade group that protects, serves, and promotes direct selling. Not only protects the opportunities for direct sellers that are involved in direct selling, but also protects the industry and the ability for people to have a business that works from home. Many people and many times places around the country have restrictions or used to. If you were a member of a homeowners association, that would prevent you from having a home-based business. Well, now we have that opportunity, and it's protected by the Direct Selling Association so that you can have a business working from your home. And that's just one of the things that they do. But I served on the board of that company or association for 20-something years, was chairman for 2 years. And really, it was that resume of being a part of a Home Interiors and Gifts based in Dallas, Texas, being a part of the Direct Selling Association, is why Jerry called me in 2007 to get my opinion of the direct selling industry. He was looking at the deregulation of electricity as we spoke. And as Jerry was working on his business plan and getting ready to launch the business, he'd already spent about 2 years investing in the capital to build the back office to start building the IT team and infrastructure with John Burke. But what he had not done was really decided what would be his ultimate go-to-market strategy. The deregulation of electricity had occurred 4 or 5 years earlier in Texas. In fact, I've been approached by some of the other earlier entries in the industry about investing, and I did not feel comfortable or confident with their leadership teams. But when Jerry called, I knew his ability, his legacy, and his ability to bring together a great team would certainly be something to consider. But Jerry's real question to me was, Joy, I've spent some time studying direct selling. And what he learned about direct selling or network marketing, using relationship marketing to gather customers, is simply that relationship marketing gave you a more loyal customer, higher retention, lower turnover, and a smaller percentage of bad debt. And so as he spent time looking at that, that was the perfect business model for him. But Jerry had not been in direct selling or network marketing before. So he started looking out to people around him that he knew that had been in that industry. And so I was fortunate. I was one of the few that he called to ask my opinion. We talked a lot about the Direct Selling Association. And I highly recommended that before Jerry does anything else, he researched, and I encouraged him to become a member of the Direct Selling Association. And I walked him through that it takes a year to become a member of the Direct Selling Association. When you apply, the first thing they do is they check your compensation plan. Is there anything illegitimate about that compensation plan? They also check the contract that you have your independent contractor sign. Is it reasonable for them? Is it also reasonable for the company? And does it respect the integrity of the industry? And also, one other thing I said with Jerry is that they do a background check on you and Chris Chambliss and John Burke to make sure there's not a reputation of inappropriate activities in the direct selling network marketing space. So Jerry thought that was something he ought to consider. I'm glad he did. So when I hung up the phone, I didn't know which way Jerry was leaning. Would he consider being a part of this industry or not? He called back, I think, 3 or 6 weeks later, all excited, said, Joy, we're going to do it. He'd now partnered with Chris Chambliss, and they were going to use direct selling network marketing as a vehicle to gather customers. And he asked me if I would be interested in investing in his business. And I think this may have been one of the first three-way validation calls, because it had just been a few weeks earlier, I told Jerry he had a great idea. Now he asked me to put my money where my mouth was, and I was excited to be one of the initial investors early on with Ambit Energy. You know, that year the company did about $1 million. And of course, now we're at $1.5 billion operating in about 16 states in the United States and about to enter Japan. And I have no idea what the next steps will be. When I invested in Ambit, I got to be honest, I thought it was only going to be Texas. I thought it was only going to be electricity. Didn't I know we would also be multiple states now offering natural gas, offering solar power in many of our states? And I'm not sure where the next horizon that Ambit and Jerry and Chris will take it. So as an Ambit investor, I would get updates from the company. In the earlier days, we'd get an update once a month. How many consultants, how many kilowatts, the growth of the company. And little did I know that one of the emails I would receive would be an email to invite me to Ambition. Jerry and Chris held an investor conference, usually at lunch, on the Saturday of Ambition. Ambition was Labor Day weekend, and so for a couple times when I was invited, I said, I don't want to go to Labor Day weekend, so I passed on it. But in 2009, the weather was raining where I was supposed to be, and Jerry sent the email out inviting the investors to come to Ambition. So I went to Ambition in 2009, really just to check on my investment. They had a luncheon for all the investors. They gave us updates. They were predicting close to $300 million in 2009. As annual sales, and of course that year we hit $325 million and were announced as the number one fastest growing company in the United States. So that was an exciting lunch we had with them. But as the lunch ended, Jerry said, would any of y'all like to go down and see the final closing session? I've heard from some other of the investors that that's when Jerry and Chris do their presentation. I've not heard Jerry or Chris speak to consultants before, and I was eager to hear them. I went downstairs to the final. This was at the Lowe's Anatole Hotel. They let me sit right next to Carolyn Thompson, Jerry's wife. And I got to see the afternoon session. Not only did I hear Jerry and Chris speak, I heard Brian McClure speak. And Brian, without knowing I was even there, thanked the investors that helped make this business available to him and to his family. And as the meeting was coming to an end, they announced double, triple bonuses. People were going nuts. And in the middle of all of this, Carolyn Thompson, who I was sitting beside, this is Jerry Thompson's wife, leans over and whispers in my ear. Not really whispers in my ear, leaned over and said, "Joy, you should do this." And my first impression is that I'm an investor, and she wants $429 more for me to be a consultant. Does she know who I am? I mean, Anna was doing good, $300 million, but we did $1 billion at Home Interior. It took us 48 years to do that. We did $1 billion. And she's asking me to be a consultant. And I first almost laughed at her, but I was polite and nodded my head and said, "That's a great idea. Thanks for thinking of us." Got up and left. Little did I know that during that same session, she leaned over to the person on the other side of her. That was Jerry Thompson's dad. And she recruited Jerry Thompson's dad into the business as well. Well, I drove home sort of laughing about Carolyn Thompson wants to recruit me as an Ambit consultant. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought it was a little silly. Then secondly, I was impressed. First of all, I was impressed with Carolyn Thompson, that she cared enough about Jerry and this business to make sure she shared with people the opportunity. She believed in Ambit that much. Secondly, she didn't know any better. She didn't know, don't ask Joey Carter. He's got enough stuff going on. He doesn't need this business. He would never consider it. But as I drove home, I began to think about, why aren't I an Ambit consultant? I've already invested in the business. I believe in the product. I use the product. Why wouldn't I be an Ambit consultant too? So I got home, the more I thought about it, even though I was CEO and chairman of our business, Home Interiors and Gifts, I had never been a consultant. I'd never carried the kit. I'd never sold a product. I'd never recruited or sponsored anybody. And I was CEO of the company. So I felt a little hypocritical about that. So when I called Carolyn and said, "I want to do this," that was the scariest thing I had ever done. When I invested in Ambit, I didn't tell anybody. Now, when they hit the number one fastest growing company in the United States, I told everybody what I invested in. So I became an Ambit consultant. I literally put my reputation on the line of inviting people to come look at a business presentation, do a three-way call, and I did everything wrong in the beginning. I remember I would call Brian and say, "Brian, I know this guy in New York. Would you just give him a call and tell him about the business?" I'm sure Brian said, "When am I going to plug into the system where I would do the presentation, have a look at my online website, and then do a three-way call if necessary?" But it took me a while to get the business right and start plugging into the system. But in a month, we promoted to a regional consultant, in 4 months to senior consultant, and 2 years to executive consultant. And I'm still very much part-time. I still got a lot of other things going on, but I am thrilled with where this business is going. I'm thrilled to get a check every month on the 15th of the month, and I like every week getting a check. And when those weeks happen where I don't get a check for bonuses, people growing our team, I get disappointed. But I want to encourage you the same way that I got started. The hardest part is to give up what you think is the better way to do the business than plug into the system. Believe in the product, believe in yourself, and certainly believe in the company, and I believe in all three of those. And I just can't imagine where Ambit is going to go now. I know a little bit about Japanese Konnichiwa Genki Desuka, and I wish I'd known about it months before y'all did, but they wouldn't even tell the investors until it was announced on stage. So I'm excited about Japan, but I have to be honest, one of my concerns about Japan is that we'll take our eye off of the eight ball, the opportunities we have in Texas, New York, Illinois, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and a host of other states. Yes, continue to work locally with your teams, locally with your list, but don't hesitate to ask, do you know anybody in Japan? Of course, the final licensing isn't done yet, so you know, we want to wait till Ambit gives us that formal announcement before we move forward. But continue to build your written list of Japan. But more importantly than anything else, you continue to build your list in your own backyard. You know, when we first opened up in New York, a lot of the people in Texas ran to New York. Some did very well. But a lot of people spent time away from their local business. And I want to encourage you to stay local in your business. Always think globally, but continue to grow in your own backyard. There's an old book called Acres of Diamonds that wonderfully talks about it. People that always look to see if the pasture is greener over the next fence and not working in their own backyard. So I want to encourage you to do that. I'm excited about, I'm sure Bear talked about it, but Ambit Power Trip coming up in Texas just in a couple months away. I look forward to being there. I'm sort of excited about Ambition. The registration will be announced soon. I think March 8th is the day. I may be off on that schedule, but excited about being one of the first to register for Ambition too. Well, I'm excited about being on the night's call. Bear, I appreciate you being with us. Kim and Jim, always great to hear your voices as well. And Bear, I'll turn this back over to you. And from the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, I'm excited about Ambit. Let's get plugged in. And as I always like to say, I love you and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hey, folks, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Got something extra for you. First of all, I want to thank you, Joy, for being on the call. I know that you said you would do it, and you are in a situation where it's not necessarily convenient, but you did it, and I appreciate that. Kim and Jim, and there are a couple other people on the call that let me know that they were available because we didn't know exactly what was going on with Joy. Folks, here's the thing I want to point out to you tonight. You know, things didn't go as smoothly as we expected them to, but leaders step up to the plate, and what you can find inside of the leadership in Ambit Energy, specifically tonight, what happened with us tonight, was that Joey Carter gave his word to be on the call. And then he got into a situation where he was with the Dallas Mavericks. They're winning. It's his, needless to say, his favorite team, and he got on the call. And he could have, he knew that Kim and Jim Mason were on the call, and he could have left it at that and just enjoyed the game, but he kept his word. And that's why we listened to him at the leadership breakfast on Friday at Power Trip. Kim and Jim Mason, some of the top leaders of the company, didn't know what was going on, but knew that they had an opportunity to step up to the plate and make a difference, as well as a couple of other people that sent me a text message and said, I can get on the moderator side if you need me. That's the caliber of leadership that we have in Ambit Energy. That's the caliber of leadership that has us be the finest and most respected retail energy provider in the country, and now we're going to Japan. Folks, I hope that you got the message from this, and I hope to hear you on
Bear,
the call next Sunday evening. Kim, go ahead.
Bear, I just wanted to say one more thing that we all forgot to mention. We have an amazing ambition challenge going on this week. And I just can I just go over that for just a second?
Absolutely. I was going to, but by all means.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something, guys, that corporate is doing for all of us, and I think we should really run with this. We knocked it out of the park last year when they opened up registration for Ambition. So they've basically given us a challenge here. It's within the first 72 hours, and this starts on March 8th. So we're going to have 3 days, March 8th through March 10th. All of us can register for the rate of $149. And then after that, it's going to go up to $169. And, of course, any new consultant, as always, will have their first 30 days, and they'll be able to register at the $149 price. So that's the first thing. And for all of those of us who register between March 8th and March 10th, we're all going to be entered into a drawing for some exotic trip, and they go all out on these trips. They won't tell us where it is yet, but I know it will be an amazing trip. Last year we did over 5,000. Was it 3 or 5,000, Bear? I'm drawing a blank right now. In that first 3 days, yeah, 5,000 in that first 3 day window. If we can beat that this year, they are going to. If we meet or exceed that $5,000 mark, they're going to give us triple double on bonuses up through March 31st. So they're basically going to give us the whole month of March at triple double if we can meet or exceed that $5,000 push. And also, there's 300 points awarded for everyone towards five-star trip, just like they did last time, too. So this is an amazing gift from corporate. And so we need to all just take a little bit of time. Today's March 5th, so you've got Monday and Tuesday to call your team up and tell them as soon as we go live on March 8th to register so that we can beat that 5,000 enrollment for Simulcast or for Ambition Mark, and we can all take advantage of that triple-double. So just wanted to make sure that was in everybody's radar. Mark it on your calendars. Start calling your teammates, and let's show corporate we can do that. That's it, Bear. Thanks.
I appreciate that. Guys, we can do this. Let's make it happen. We've got bonuses on the table. If Ambit's going to put money on the table, we should be smart enough to pick it up. So let's make it happen. Everybody, register on the 8th. Let's just get it done, okay? Appreciate you guys being there. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be back next Sunday. Let me open up the lines. Is somebody calling me? Hold on. There we go. Let's open up the lines and everybody can say goodnight. Here we go.